Welcome back to Karen About Your Health on HealthBeatRadio.com. I'm Karen Hummel, and I have Alan Smith with me today of Unbreak Your Health. And Alan was just telling us a story about someone he worked with that had some neck injuries and has tried scanner technology, and I cut you off for the break. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. I should be paying closer attention. I start rambling and telling my stories and forget
what I'm doing.
But now this gal from the car accident kind of reminded me of when I was reading your website, how she was doing. And like I said, she was popping pain pills like M&Ms and ran across this scanner technology, this device. And it was only three or four treatments with Dr. Tennant. And she started weaning herself off pain pills altogether, and within 6 months was on no pain pills at all. And as a nurse, having been trained in mainstream medicine and been a nurse for, I think, 10 or 15 years, to see this complementary alternative medicine do such a much better job, faster, easier, better, just absolutely blew her away. And she had kids that were in nursing school at that point, and she said she's telling all of them that there's a whole new field coming in, and they need to pay attention to the future.
Yeah, it's amazing. Even having this show, I'm learning so much of that. I thought I knew most of the things out there, but no, there are so many things out there now. So it's great you have this book that kind of compiles a lot of it for people. Makes it easier for us.
Yeah, I wrote it because I wish there had been something like that when I was up at the Mayo Clinic, something that was simple and short and easy to read and give me the big overview of what's out there and let me find my own way to what's going to work for me.
Now, in mainstream medicine, because you mentioned you still do go to the mainstream side as another alternative,
sure.
Do you find younger doctors more open-minded to complementary and alternative therapies?
Absolutely. And in fact, there was just a study came out this year, 2010, that was out of University of California, San Diego, that absolutely just shocked me. I'm sure you've already heard that there's like 38% of Americans are already using some form of complementary alternative medicine. So it's a big trend and getting bigger every day. And doctors are beginning to notice, you know, where's my customer base going?
Uh-huh.
So they're starting to pay attention to it. And there's this whole new field of integrative medicine. But University of California, San Diego did a survey of medical schools all over the country, 126 different medical colleges. And they were asking lots of different questions. One of them, several of them actually, dealt with this whole field of complementary alternative medicine and what they call integrative medicine, combining East and West, as they say. And one of the questions that they asked was if the person responding to the survey thought that a doctor trained in both Western medicine and complementary and alternative medicine would be better able to take care of their patients' needs than a doctor only trained in Western medicine. 74% of them said yes. And I just saw three-fourths of the doctors of tomorrow understanding that Western medicine alone wasn't going to do as much good as combining some of these complementary alternative therapies. It was just a huge paradigm shift coming down the road.
That's amazing, because when you were even asking that question, in my mind, I was saying yes, I would have been among the 74%. I'd want the physician to be trained in as much stuff as possible to diagnose and help me.
Well, and you know, way back when, before you had your health problems, but you might have said otherwise.
That's true.
Once we've been exposed to it and understand and appreciate what it can do for us, then we become proponents. Then we start spreading the word.
That's true. How do we get through to the person listening today that says, oh, come on, that's all a bunch of, you know,
Karen, that's blah. Why we are so happy you have this wonderful show. Spread the word about all these things.
Do you have a way you bring people over to kind of your way of thinking, though, that there is room for alternative medicine?
Well, that's why one of the reasons I originally wrote the book was to show them, you know, there's so much stuff out there. And yes, some of it may be a little hokey. It may not work for me, but if it works for somebody else, who am I to judge, you know? But when you have things like Ayurveda, which is 5,000 years old, traditional Chinese medicine that's over 2,000 years old, there's got to be something to these things. I mean, they wouldn't stick around for all this amount of time and be used by billions of people if there wasn't something there.
That's true. You said 500 or 5,000 years?
5,000 years.
Wow. Yeah, that's a long time to get away with practicing something that doesn't work.
all these therapies, Alexander Technique, some of these other things, Pilates, that are almost 100 years old. I mean, they would have disappeared a long time ago if there wasn't some value to them.
It's true. I think, as you said, we're going to look at alternative medicine becoming really mainstream moving forward. Is there like a year they're predicting where most people will be doing both?
Not that I've seen, but that's, Karen, I think you ought to call University of California, San Diego and suggest that question for the next survey they do. I think that's a good question.
I'll write that down.
Absolutely.
But I'd be interested to know. I know it's picked up a lot. I moved from California to Austin, Texas, and people, I was surprised being in Texas how many people are really into the alternative therapies here in Austin. So I know if Austin's being accepting, we're pretty forward thinking, I think, in this area of the state, but I don't know. It's really getting mainstream, I would think.
Well, it's interesting. The 2007 federal government survey of complementary alternative medicine use showed that 38% of Americans were using it. This 2002 survey, the one prior to that, where they included prayer therapy and several other things in the energy category, it was actually 67% of people were using some kind of a complementary alternative medicine. But because that was way too high, the mainstream medical folks were really uncomfortable with that kind of number.
I bet.
They took prayer and several of the others out to knock it back down to, less than half. So the reality is, if you include things like prayer, which many people consider one of the original energy therapies, then, it's actually 2/3 of Americans are already using some kind of complementary alternative therapy right now.
That's great. Well, I'm bummed we're running out of time. Thank you again. I really appreciate your time.
Karen, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Now, remember, you can find out more about Alan Smith at unbreakyourhealth.com. And you can purchase his book on Amazon. Can you give us the book title one more time?
How to Unbreak Your Health.
Great. So it sounds like a great book. I suggest you get it. Thank you for listening to Karen About Your Health on HealthyRadio.com. Bye-bye.